Fiona Patten, MP, founder and leader of the Australian Sex Party, has deregistered the party name. She's launched a new one. It's called the Reason Party. She joins us now to speak more about her decision. Welcome, Fiona.
Thanks, Jenny.
So why the decision to start afresh after all these years?
Look, I think it was a number of reasons, but certainly changing to the Senate electoral voting system was up there, and that caused a number of the smaller parties to kind of reconsider how we could have an effect at a federal level and how we could all grow together. The other thing was that, you know, I'm sad to say that maybe we had outgrown the sex party, that our policies had become so much broader, and I certainly have been getting that on a daily basis. You know, Fiona, you are so much bigger, your party is so much bigger than what your name implies. With a series of things. I've been meeting with lots of disgruntled Labor, disgruntled Liberal, disgruntled Greens, people and organisations who are saying, we need to do something different. We need to do something different in the political sphere where all the major parties develop policies to beat the other party. They don't look to what our country needs in 10 years, 20 years, 50 years.
Yes. So tell us more about your ideologies and who you've decided to align with.
Look, we'll be announcing all of them. As people come on board, we'll be announcing that over the coming weeks. As we finalise our registration process. But this really was trying to take a very reasonable and sensible approach to a range of issues. So whether that's a post-carbon economy, whether that's housing affordability, it's not trying to pick sides. It's being bipartisan. It's supporting a good idea when there is one. But most importantly, I think it's about playing the ball, not the man. And we find that too often in politics now, that it is all about point scoring from either side, and they're not actually looking at what is best for Australia, what is the best policies for Australia. Now, that doesn't mean big government. In fact, it probably means small government. It probably recognises that private enterprise is the biggest employer and is probably very well placed to achieve some of the goals that we want to achieve, which, you know, as I say, housing affordability or how we are going to deal with climate change.
Yeah, and can we take it back a bit? Can we talk about, you know, you founded the party quite a while ago. Can you tell us about your original aims and how the original name came about?
Yes. I can tell you there was a lot more thought put into Reason than there was into sex. But we, we were incredibly frustrated back in 2009, 2010 with the then Minister Stephen Conroy calling on an internet filter that would be run by the government that would block what Australian adults could watch and see on the internet. We were frustrated by the fact that religious institutions were not being held account for the ever-growing number of victims of child sexual abuse. We were concerned about a lot of civil liberty areas, and it's interesting. I mean, one of them was marriage equality. The other was really, again, around government censorship. So that was, and gender equality. So that was where we started. We were certainly sitting around a kitchen table trying to work out how we could take these issues to the ballot box. And some wise spark said, well, you'd need to start a political party to do that. And I think I probably said, what, like a sex party? Yeah. And so the name was born. This time we've spent a lot more time doing focus group testing. We've been doing a lot of market research about where our community is. And as we know, I mean, over 30% of our community does not vote for the two major parties these days.
Mm, and the name The Sex Party, I imagine, was both a blessing and a curse.
That's right. It was very much a double-edged sword. I mean, it certainly got us in attention, but which enabled people to look at our policies. But on the other side, I would have people say to me, "I love everything that you're doing. I support all of your policies, but I can't vote for you because of your name." Now, that I think that's certainly one reason. But I think the the ability to grow to the next level and bring other people with us was really the main focus of the idea of establishing a new party that lots of people could get behind. And we only have to look at what Emmanuel Macron did in France to see that there's a real appetite from the community for a new movement that hopefully will bring, that's not about the major parties, that's not about that bickering, and that will bring, I hope, a much more progressive, prudent and sensible approach to policies in politics.
And what does the word reason mean to you?
Well, initially I kind of thought the voice of reason. We actually have the reasonable adult test in a lot of our legislation. So it was really about, you know, the fact that probably most of us think that we're relatively reasonable, but I think politics is becoming more and more unreasonable. Now, I'm firmly, you know, look at, for example, marriage equality. Now, obviously, I'm firmly in the yes camp there. And I do think that having a non-binding, non-compulsory, voluntary postal survey is entirely unreasonable, is an entirely unreasonable way for our federal government to be deciding on legislative reform. You know, when they can announce that we'd be happy to go to war with someone, but they say, no, we need a postal survey to work out whether we will introduce some marriage equality legislation. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. I also, you know, do support the notion of citizens' juries. And I think, I mean, South Australia, I believe, was quite a successful one in looking at the nuclear waste storage debate, that it enabled those types of conversations, and I would support a lot more citizen engagement, but not through a postal survey.
Yeah. And what's the next step for you, Fiona?
Well, I'm in the middle of a drug law reform inquiry in Victoria, so I'm hoping to bring some voices of reason to the drug debate, not only here in Victoria, but hopefully around Australia. But now we're in the process of registering reason, and then that will enable us to grow and to bring other organisations and other people on board. And I have to say, it's been a pretty overwhelmingly positive response so far.
Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jenny.
Fiona Patten there, MP. She's the leader of the newly registered Reason Party, speaking about her decision to deregister the Australian Sex Party.